Will, you're not a big fan of this one.
It hasn't really jumped out to me.
It ain't bad.
I like a lot of their songs. And I don't know, this one didn't,
pop metal.
Didn't grab me by the flavor, so to speak.
All right. Sorry about the different intro. And I might just tape on some kind of funny clip in post-production. Just for the hell of it. But I heard this is what, Cold Wicked World on the way in?
Was today Rosh Hashanah or something? What's the significance?
It's the theme. Yeah, man. It was just playing on XM's metal station, and they, of course, were saying it was new music, and I have no comprehension of what's going on in music anymore. It looks like the album came out in July.
It's awful.
To me, it's new. Oh,
No, not this song. Just the music, like metal especially.
Just that damn bad, eh?
It's a mixture of like 80s crap, the really annoying like emo death metal screaming. You can't tell one band from the other. They all sound the same.
I'll level with you. I listen to two stations right now on that. I was about to say GD, but apparently that no longer flies, by the way.
Oh, she told you that?
No, I learned that via 106.7 The Fan. Got a memo saying we had to start bleeping GD.
Oh, we just go according to like FCC regulations?
More or less, yeah. I think we're a little looser. We probably could get away with it, but I listen to The Virus for Opie and Anthony, and I'll dabble in Ron and Fez.
Now the Opie and Anthony channel.
Still says Virus on my dial. Because they haven't updated any firmware. Or whatever the pad is supposed to feed. I listen to that, and I listen to Prime Country. Good old Garth Brooks, circa 91. Some Rope in the Wind action for this man.
Well, see, your radio sucks because it doesn't say like what song is on. I like mine because I can flip through all the channels.
Let's bring this damn thing down.
And see, like, you know, what song by what band is playing. Well, I should be looking at the road while driving, but...
Screw that.
Yeah.
What are you, the gay? Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, doing the cold intro. That was a horrible pun. I didn't even intend it. Doing an intro sans background music, man. Just us talking.
Over music.
Me. It was over music. Now we got nothing. It's just you and me.
Two mics.
Exactly, Nas. John Papa Giorgio, Will Papa Giorgio. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show's website has my writing as well as every last episode of this junks at impapasbasement.com. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. We love the Twitter.
Wait, you have every single episode online?
Every episode.
How many have there been?
At this point, I would say close to 200.
Jesus Christ.
In that range. Maybe 175.
Cue up Wasted Years by Iron Maiden.
No, never mind. It's easily 200. We've done over 4 years of Papa's Basement at this point. So
2000. I thought. God damn, you're right. Because Leo. Yeah. Wow.
We've done the hell out of this show at this point. It's really taken me places too.
Well, there was like a year where
too,
I wasn't doing it.
You've kind of flitted in and out. Thank God you've been a fixture for easily the past what, two.
Time has no meaning to me anymore.
I know. That's how I feel. One of these days, I'm just going to wake up and be like, oh, I'm dying later today. And that's it.
Like
that's
Kevin
my comprehension
Spacey.
Of time.
Kevin Spacey and what's that goddamn movie? The gay marine neighbor, dad.
Oh, man. American Beauty.
Yeah. What does he say? It's like...
at the very beginning where he gives away the end? Where he's like, no. I'm dying today.
No, it's
I've
like,
seen it once. I've seen it all of once. I remember
at the very end, he gives some speech. It's like something I can't remember. It's really kind of poignant, but something. But I can't
sounds
remember.
Like it made an impression. Sounds like it was moving.
I don't know. If anyone is listening, you can call in and
if
give
anyone's
me that.
Listening, kiss the gay man who breaks into your garage. It goes a long way. Was that the gist?
Your wife's with another man, and it doesn't bother you?
Wait, what is that?
That's what the Marine says to him. I think that's what gives him the courage to kiss Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
Because remember, she's banging that, like, real estate king or whatever.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
He just doesn't give an
and he's
ass.
He's like, who's the king? And her ankles are in different time zones. Oh, poor Annette Bening. There was a period where she was, like, attractive.
One of those chicks, like, I know the name, I have no idea who she is or what she looks like or what she's been in.
I mean, to her, it's there's, like, a division, like, the world after the apocalypse, like a B.C. A.D. type thing. Like, there was Annette Bening before she was Beatty'd, I guess. And then after she got Beatty'd, it's like he sucked out her youth through his penis and into him. Because he still is, like, kind of holding together. You saw Bullworth. Well, that was, like, 12 years ago at this point.
No, I haven't, but
he still looked human.
Oh, my God. Who else has done that?
She looks like one of those vampires that they didn't, like, bring back quite right, so it's still a little rotty.
Liz Taylor?
Well, Liz Taylor's very, very gone at this point.
Yeah, but, I mean, she went from pretty hot to just human bulldog. Looking like the goddamn, whoops.
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
Georgetown Hoya mascot. It sucks because that was the go-to. It's like, okay, I can't say F, I can't say S, at least I can say GD.
Let's just say it. I just think that we're a little...
Why are we not clear on this?
We're a little gun-shy at the other station. There's a pass on... God damn. According to this man again.
When did that come down?
It's something I learned at my real station the other week.
When was that handed down from the heavens on a tablet?
Someone said it, and I had to dump it on the phone. And I was like, why? He just said goddamn. And they're like, well, you have to dump that now, too.
Is that FCC or just that station for, like, ad revenue?
I think we'll be finding out after this episode. We will find out toot sweet, sir.
Well, if it hasn't hurt anyone so far.
That's how I feel. And to get back to Liz Taylor before we get to the real point of the show. The crux, the topics, the meat under this delicious flaky crust. I think Liz's was a far more gradual thing.
Really? I don't know. I didn't follow her career, obviously. But
well, there's like, what, National Velvet, where she was 12 and thus at her hottest. And then she did Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, where she was kind of like a boozy, busty, cougary looking thing.
I know none of these. What about Sybil Shepherd? That's a pretty good example.
Sybil Shepherd is the quintessential white woman who from like 18 to 25.
Blonde white woman.
Yeah, exactly. Like you would have speared one of your own off.
What was that movie she was in?
Taxi Driver, The Last Picture Show.
Wait, she was the kid in Taxi Driver? No. She
was Jodie Foster.
Girlfriend, yeah. No, there's one like black and white one.
Last Picture Show.
She runs off to get married with some guy.
I believe that's The Last Picture Show.
Yeah, she looks hot as hell there.
My God, I was pretty much licking the TV screen when I first saw that flick. And I'm not even a blonde guy. She looks as damn hot as it gets.
And Dumpster Fire now.
Oh, by the time that she was on Moonlighting with
Shepherd's Show or whatever the hell.
By the time even it was Moonlighting with Bruce Willis, they were smearing like a quarter inch of Vaseline on the camera lens. Just like, focus that damn thing. Focus, I say. Nothing.
And it's not even like she got really fat or heinous. It just fell apart.
Just the youth drained out of her.
Lost the tightness.
That's all it takes. That, like, those youthful, full cheeks and that non-waddly neck. You know who used to be hot as F? Candace Bergen, Murphy Brown.
Ugh.
Yeah, you don't even like to picture that now, do you?
No.
I told you, like, 40 years ago, you'd have eaten your dinner off that ass and asked for seconds. You wouldn't believe me.
Was Barbara Walters hot when she was young?
I think Barbara wasn't bad.
Because, you know, it was that mom's last night. She's talking about, like...
Oh, she used to screw around to get stories and stuff?
Well,
now that'd be, like, a threat. Give me the story or I will screw you.
But she was saying, like... Because I was making fun of her. I was like, she looks terrible. She had, like, a facelift or something. It just looks like someone's holding her eyes open. Like when you do to a pet sometimes for fun.
Just to screw with them.
Yeah.
Give her face some expression.
And she was like, oh, well, she looks much better now. She looked terrible before. I was like, how old is she? She's like, she's in her 80s. And I was like...
Oh, she's desiccated.
You're the living dead at that point. You're not supposed to look good or be on television in your 80s.
You're just happy you make a poop a week.
Get off and give the spot to someone else, you selfish old twat.
Yeah. Long story short, I can't disagree, especially with that sentiment of getting the hell out of the way for someone.
Really? You know,
like a certain John Papagiorgio, maybe, who wants to get into anything.
Quit lingering. Goddamn.
Like a bad fart.
Andy Rooney.
Oh, God. Poor Andy.
Getting muscled out.
Poor, poor Andy.
Yeah, but she's got The View. Otherwise, she would be. Like, because what else does she do? Like, 2020 or...
I believe 2020 and Barbara Walters specials.
Yeah, so she'd be muscled out. Like, if they got rid of Larry King, they would get rid of her. But I think The View is still somewhat of a hit.
Not only that, I don't think they mind as long as you take a hit to your contract. It's just that these guys, their contracts date back to when TV was the happening medium.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, I'm owed $40 million a year. And they're like, that's our entire billing budget now. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, true.
You ready?
Sure.
You ready to begin this?
Yeah, I'm a bit intrigued by what you told me over the phone.
Are you ready for the most important topic we've ever discussed on this show, Will?
Porn.
It's porn, yes. But to say what I'm about to tell you is porn is like talking about Superman and being like that fruit in the jumpsuit.
Is this like
missing the point?
The unveiling of the iPhone. This is just revolutionizing
things. This is the iFap. This website I've told a couple coworkers about, and I'm not throwing any names under any buses, but famous names.
Oh, God.
You would laugh hearing these names.
Wait, both of them or just one?
No, I'm not getting into any of that. There's no guesswork involved. Not,
chocolate or vanilla?
Not even who you're thinking. Just dudes that I work with, and I want you to go as far up the ladder as your imaginations want to run wild with, because maybe that's not the case, maybe it is. Just people you've heard about if you live in D.C. I'm not saying anything, man.
All right.
I'm not. I think you actually are drawing the wrong conclusions. Just names you know. I've told them about this website.
First of all, why would you make yourself like the
porn
station
broker?
Perv? Like, who just goes around recommending porn sites? Like,
this guy.
Hey, I think you might want to stroke it to this. I've enjoyed myself.
This has
you
been a
may
great
as well.
After dinner stroke. It's
pairs
just
nicely with a red wine.
Exactly.
And some white fish.
A Zinfandel in this site is what I call a perfect Tuesday.
Ay, ay, ay.
I've recommended this site to a couple people. Great and small. I've heard nothing but the best. I'll see them 3 days later. Their eyes are bloodshot.
Hey, you look like you might enjoy blacksonblondes.com.
Like, how does you might appreciate a fine cuck film.
How does this topic get breached?
I work. Dude, radio stations are very casual. That's all I can say. They are unlike any other workplace you're ever going to be in.
So it's kind of like a frat house almost?
It is 100% a frat house.
All right, then.
This is not like me leaning over my cubicle, like, psst, push your baby pictures out of the way so I can tell you about this great site that you can beat it to when your wife's out of town.
Yeah, but aren't there chicks there, like reception or sales or something? But
no,
that's separate?
Not really. It's just guys.
All dudes.
Just guys. The women there are so desensitized, they could care less. It's like, you could just walk around with your piece out.
Any of them hot?
Nah.
Ugh.
Nah.
Ugh.
So it doesn't matter.
Nothing worse than
it's
an
like
ugly
Marge's
woman.
It's like two sisters going back and forth. These people, after seeing this sight, eyes bloodshot, mouth dry, smelling a bit like a petting zoo.
Well, you're going to be able to bring it up here, right? Or is there a filter on?
That's the beauty of this sight. I don't think there's any kind of filtration whatsoever, because it's not
some remote
really
server
even porn.
In Russia.
You ready for it?
Why the hell not? I doubt I'm going to be bowled over by it, but we'll see.
You might not.
I'm open-minded.
I'm gonna drag out the tease like a little more. Just like a really slow BJ, like a real good one. There's going to be a little
bit
more.
I've seen and done some horrible things, so.
Will. Like I said that, like Phil from Groundhog Day. Phil? Will? When it comes to that sort of material, what's your thing?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
All right, fair enough. No one has to incriminate themselves in this country. It's one of the pillars. What you do illegally in your own house, that's fine. My joint, personally, I like the everyday girl next door naked. And I like far more being able to communicate with this chick. Like, talking to a girl, I'll tell you the jam, the stone cold best. Like, back in the day, you saw a hot girl on MySpace. You started chatting with her. She started texting nudies of herself. Wasn't that great? Weren't you a fan of that? I was.
No, I actually tried to and did get laid on MySpace.
I would do them too, but the ones that you couldn't do...
They might as well not exist.
All right. All right.
Then they're just wasting your time with texts, emails, and no physical contact.
You know, this is like a two roads in the woods, Robert Frost kind of thing. You got your fork, I got mine.
I kind of get what you're saying, but at a certain point, even if you had to, like, fly to see them, wouldn't you want to actually, like, pound it?
I'd rather save the money, but sure, maybe. Maybe if I was in a mood. Maybe if I was feeling inspirited, inspired.
Oh, it's two birds with one stone, because I like to trap one stone. Me speak English good. No, because I enjoy traveling, so that's an excuse, and I enjoy...
See a new part of the country and have sex with a little bit smaller part of that country.
Unprotected sex with a strange woman. Also enjoyable.
Well, she can't have anything. Pastimes. I mean, if you've talked online enough, obviously she's clean.
It would have said something in her about me section. List any diseases you may have.
Exactly. She would have coughed a couple times in those messages she sent you. You're fine. Well, maybe this site isn't for you, but to me, I've lost days to this site at this point, and I found it like 2 weeks ago. Been a lot of late nights.
Lost 3 weeks to it.
Exactly. I've lost 3 weeks and two. It's somehow bent time.
Warp the space-time continuum.
Exactly. It's like Flight of the Navigator.
A wormhole.
I snap out of it. You guys are suddenly 20 years older. Where were you? Why are you still my little kid brother? That's how good this site is. It's like a silver craft you climb inside.
Well, first of all, I don't know. Do you want to open it up first or...
Oh, I think I can.
Answer any questions.
Well, last things last. Before we get it out there. Are you familiar with Dig, StumbleUpon, FARC, any kind of like aggregate type sites where people submit their own articles?
No, I actually have sex.
Yeah, that's the proper answer to that. You do good things on the internet. You go to like the four pages you need to hit, and that's that. Guys who are killing time at their desk, they eat sites like that up.
Everything I do is self-serving. No. When I worked at a like office job, that's how I found out about like superficial and all that crap. And I'd be looking at like bikini pictures at work, the utmost in professionalism.
Well, there's a site, much like a Dig or StumbleUpon, called Reddit.
Well, first of all, what the hell is Dig? Isn't it kind of like for Facebook?
Yeah.
Like, I dig it.
I dig this article.
What the hell does that mean?
Other
what
people
does this
on
mean,
dig?
Nerds?
Dude. Other people, I barely comprehend it, and I've been trying to promote my site with it for 4 years. So that shows you how much of a dent it's made into my psyche. You dig it. A couple people dig it. Suddenly, if it's been dugged, whatever that...
It gets put up on the site?
It gets prominently displayed on the site. A single dig will put it on the site, but in the back page.
How many pages are there, like, per day of crap?
I couldn't tell you with a gun in my head. That's how little I care about these sites until Reddit.
But whatever
along.
Gets the most digs would be on top.
Yeah. Yeah, or a lot of digs in a short amount of time would probably.
I mean, it's good in principle. If they were smart, what they would do is somehow, like, suck up to Zuckerberg, like, some matzo ball soup or something, and, like, you know, get in cahoots. So, like.
Served by an Asian woman.
So every Facebook, like. They somehow were allowed to, like, correspond
instead,
that to their
there's,
site.
Like, a million different ways to like an article, and none of it adds
I know. I hate that. Like, you go to these stupid blogs, and it's like, share it on Facebook, Twitter,
like,
dig it, whatever.
There's Facebook like. There's Facebook share. There's tweet. There's Google up. There's dig up. There's stumble upon.
Is Google there's up this Google Plus? Or
yeah, whatever? Now it is.
Did that already
like
fail,
on
or is it still like the hip underground thing?
Technically, I'm a part of it. You literally have to click one link if you have a Google account. And they're like, congrats, you have a Google Plus account now.
Oh, it's not like Facebook with like pictures and stuff?
It is, but you can do so little that it simply says johnvpapagiorgio@gmail.com is now a Google Plus account.
So that's kind of like Yahoo, where it's like you can make your little avatar or whatever, and you have the Yahoo chat.
I like my avatar. He's a happening dude. Nice mane of hair, trim body. Wish I were that guy.
There's too much technology to keep track of. Like, what the hell? I got people emailing me, texting me, calling me. And some of them aren't even consistent. They'll, like, text you one time, email you another.
After you get to the site,
one.
This is all you're going to need. But we got a call first. We're going to drag this out.
Hey, 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 who's this? Tom?
Hello?
Tom, it's Owen.
Hey, what's up, man?
Who's this?
Tom.
This is Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Watch it.
Oh.
Wait, is this really Tom?
Watch it.
Watch it.
You knucklehead.
What's up, robot?
All good.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Wait, was that actually Tom or
something? That was someone calling for Tom. Tom Gavin, Fairfax Radio God, dare I say. He was next door.
Is he still? Does he look like old man Vance across the street?
A little bit.
Yeah, no, he's still there.
Oh, so they were calling to get to the other studio to speak to Tom Gavin. And Tom's shtick is there's Robot and there's Watch It and play some Pantera. And if you want to send Tom into a frenzy, ask about his mother. Don't know why that works, but he goes into an ape fury.
How did he hook up with Don and Mike?
He used to just call in. He calls into every radio show. Hell, he calls into the shows I work on at The Fan.
And so he just kind of became a character?
Well, we usually screen him out, to be honest. Not going to lie. Tom can kind of bring a segment to a crashing halt.
Changing the guard at WJFK, huh?
We let him through a couple weeks ago. It was pretty good for a bit.
And which show? Overtime?
Yeah. And then he was like, Danny, can I come in? I'll screen calls. I'll handle the board. I'm like, hey, that's my job. F off, Tom. That was the end of his call. So he called a politic for my position.
Well, back to before we were so rudely interrupted.
Back to reddit.com /r/gonewild. A website where dorky girls simply post naked pictures of themselves, and then you can talk to them.
Wait, hold
it's
on.
All I've ever wanted in one buffet.
Why is it part of Reddit, and what the hell is Reddit?
Reddit is like an aggregate type thing.
What is an aggregate?
People submit articles to Reddit, or funny pictures, or whatever they want, and there's a million subcategories to it. There's reddit.com. /r, always that /r, /NFL. People submit funny pictures from the games that weekend. They talk about their team.
So when you open up the site, is there just a menu of like different categories, like
exactly.
A porn site or something?
A little bit, yeah. You can kind of just use the search engine and be like, I want to find stuff on True Blood. And there's a True Blood subreddit for people who just want to post articles on True Blood.
How about living life?
While these are the people that frequent my website, I agree 100% with you. Until I found the Gone Wild subreddit, I couldn't have cared about any of these sites ever. And now, I can't get enough, Will.
All right, so it's...
I can't goddamn get enough.
Self-indulged chicks posting up naked pictures of themselves in their mirrors, which has been going on since the dawn of the internet and digital camera.
But finally, there's no work involved. You don't have to talk to anyone. You just get it. It's just on demand.
I guess that's you, because, I mean, the only time that's even a thrill to me is if you know the chick personally. Even then, it's like, usually the pros
that's what
look
I'm saying.
Better,
you're,
so you might as well.
You're talking to a friend, and your friend's like, hey, how do my T's look in and out of this?
You're yeah, like, you realize your friend is a 46-year-old, 300-pound man, right?
No, I mean, like, chicks you hang out with in real life.
Oh, no, I'm talking about these chicks on the site.
No, that's the best part. They get verified. Like, they pose naked holding signs with their name on it and stuff. They're legit. It's all safe, Will.
How do you know?
Because I want to believe! How's that? They took Santa. They took the Easter Bunny from me. These chicks are real.
I don't know if you realize this, but back when pornography was in magazines and they would write the stories to go with the pictorials in first person.
Yeah,
I don't
the real
think,
stories. Go on.
I don't, no, not like Penthouse Forum, but you know, it'd be like a picture spread and then it's like the chick describing all this stuff.
Oh, and they were great. They were like fancy free co-eds and all their debauchery. Yeah, go on.
Well, just like their Shakespeare. You know, like I'm saying, it's just this really well-written, and like, then I pulled his turgid shaft and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was always shocked at how articulate these sexy whores were.
Yeah, here's a hint. I don't think that was them writing it.
What? What?
Call me crazy, but I think there was two parts. There was the picture taking, and then the writing.
You mean Roxy, the 19-year-old co-ed from Veracruz... who flunked out of English.
Doesn't know five-syllable words.
And only graduated by blowing the principal. No, Will. No. That's the heartbeat of a believer.
My first instinct is
no room for cynicism here.
That's what's going on here. Like, these chicks submit their pics, yeah, sure. But then there's some nerd at Reddit whose responsibility is just chat to guys and pretend to be these chicks.
I'd agree with you if only one, 80% of these girls don't care to talk to you. You can just private message them and be like, hey, nice tease.
Well, wait, do you have a Reddit account?
I do, because I promote my website via Reddit, and then I was like, I'm just going to Reddit the word tease.
And
this popped up, and my life changed for the better.
It took you that long to do it?
Yes.
So all the contact information you get, is there a Reddit handle?
Just a Reddit. Just DM this Reddit user. And they don't write anything either. They write a caption, and it's the most believable crap ever.
Misspelled and poor grammar.
Yeah. Or like, my boyfriend called me fat. Am I really fat? And then it's just some great pair of keys.
Well, can you write yes?
Yeah.
All right.
You absolutely can.
Now that's entertaining.
And then the girls will lose their ass on you, and it's hilarious.
Nice.
I don't have your evil streak. I like to be nice to people sharing their bits with me, but
boom.
Will, if you wanted to do that, you certainly could.
Fatty 2x4.
Now to me, again, I've lost many a day to this already, and I've only known about it 3 weeks, but I couldn't hold on anymore. I couldn't hide it from people. It had to be shared.
Let's see this.
Come on around. I'm going to punch up some of the better photos. Again, just naked girls. It defies my comprehension. Naked women who are like, hey, look at my stuff. All right. Here's one captured. Deer gone wild. Is it possible to post too many pictures of one's tees?
It's just a giant pair of breasts.
Say that into the microphone so that people can hear you missing the point.
All it is this chick's rack in a bra, and she has disgusting, can I even say the word nipples?
Yes. Right. Here's another. I forgot about Friday. Forgive me.
Why are all the Fs in parentheses and brackets?
F in parentheses means female. You want to avoid, like the plague, anything that's bracketed M, because that's just some guy putting his junk up. Thankfully, those don't make it to the front page, so the first two pages are safe. After that, you're kind of journeying into the woods at night in Simon's Quest. There's a chick in her panties or her top off, just lying down. What do we got next for you? An abundance of curves. There's a lady, Will. Nice butt, nice tees.
Yeah, they're real. She looks natural. It's just all bad.
Do you see how this could be fun to flip through for hours on end, though?
No. I'm already bored. How long has it been?
18 seconds. Get back to your post.
Mediocrity at its finest.
Get back on mic.
I knew it would be disappointing.
You know, Will, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the girl next door is not a black-toothed Brazilian with 48 triple F implants. I know you like them older, faker, and dirtier.
Yes.
I like clean, scrubbed co-eds.
Well, life must be nice for you, huh?
It is. It's sweet and innocent and right. And there's not much herpes to it.
Well, you don't want to see what goes on in my bedroom.
No, I don't. No, I do not. I want my sex life to be like Playboy circa 1965, but with shaving.
Ugh. How do you even get a rod looking at that?
I'm hurt, Will. I'm hurt. I thought...
That looks like Sophia Loren in Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
How long was that a in your back pocket?
I don't know. I just pulled out some picture of her I knew from Playboy.
Oh, my God. Was that the Italian flick of her topless?
I don't know. There's a bunch. Like, I had something. It wasn't even her. It was, like, some other chick doing, like, a parody of all her movies.
That is as worthless as it could possibly... That is more worthless than it sounds, probably.
No, because she's still pretty hot.
Sophia Loren had the sickest rack ever.
She's still kind of hot, and she's, like, 90.
Yeah, I would almost want to pretend it was, like, zombie Sophia Loren. Like, kind of make it weird and be like, ooh, don't bite or scratch me!
It's like Jenna Jameson and zombie strippers.
Exactly. Just smear a little fake blood on the corners of her mouth. I mean, she's so old and out of it at this point, she'd probably be like, is that my medicine?
She's pretty hot in Grumpy Old Men. Although that was, like, 20 years ago at this point.
I was going to say, what little was left in Grumpy... And God damn, if you want to... Just appreciate how cruel time is. Sophia Loren and Anne Margaret in Grumpier Old Men.
What, like, did Anne Margaret used to be hot?
Oh, God. You're like, you're just asking me, does it feel nice to put my D inside a V? Anne Margaret was so hot. And she was like a genius, too, or something really weird like that. Plus, she banged Elvis.
I like two of those three things.
Oh, I like
guess
all three.
Which one's a turn off.
I like all three.
Why do you want a woman who can talk and think?
You got me there. You got me there.
You need one of those Asian women with their tongues cut out.
I thought that was like the disobedient Indian woman who got that. Squaw.
Either way, I'm down with either.
The Asians just had the bound feet so they couldn't run from you all that fast.
That would make for a terrible foot, Joe.
Not a lot of flirtation.
Broken glass and nails. Oh, like just... those slippers and Kids in the Hall.
For ugly women.
Box of just broken glass.
A dress made of asbestos. Just a spike through the head.
Oh, what a great show.
Best sketch comedy I've ever seen. Trounces Monty Python. Still funny to this day. I'll go on YouTube, watch Kids in the Hall from 20 years ago.
I don't know, it holds up like Scott, God, I can't remember his name.
Scott Thompson.
Yeah, as the, the poet slash artist slash actor who's luring, like, the teen girl Mark McKinney, is it?
Yeah.
The spider.
I do remember that, yeah. She's, like, in roller skates, right?
No, she's just, like, in a Catholic schoolgirl uniform and she has braces.
I do remember that character, God.
And
that
he's
was...
talking about her sketches. And he's just, like, the typical, like, bottom feeder, like, acting like they're more important than they really are, which has been blown up exponentially since MySpace and Facebook, with people pretending to be something that they're not.
Losers with podcasts and websites. Go on.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, I saw that a couple weeks or probably a couple months ago. It's just, it holds up so well.
I don't think I've hated a single damn sketch that I've seen after the fact on YouTube.
The ones
not
I
just
don't,
not hated, like actively still laughed at.
The ones I don't like now are the ones you can tell because they used to be like a live comedy troupe or whatever, where it's just like monologues. Like Bruce McCullough driving the SE car is like, don't make fun of my car.
That's lame. I'll give you one monologue set that was always good, though, Buddy.
Buddy? Even then, it carried on too long. That's like the bonsoir.
I love that, man. Goddamn.
Yeah, Buddy was all right. But I mean, just like monologues in general, like, you know, at the time, you don't know anything. But now looking back, it's like, oh, God, this obviously is like something that
has its roots in stage.
Straight from their like live show.
Yeah.
But what can you do?
That they've performed roughly 1,000 times and he could do that monologue while taking a dump.
How long were they together before they got the show? Probably not even that long.
I don't think it was that long. 3 years, four. Probably had the show by like 89 and we're together in 85. So 4 or 5 years.
Another example of time being cruel is Fat Dave Foley now.
Don't. As long as my Prince Bruce McCullough is still the eternal teenager, I could care less.
He looks pretty much the same.
Short don't crack.
Although the last thing I can remember him from is Anger Management, which was probably like 2003.
forgot he was in that.
Yeah. Isn't he like the crappy lawyer?
Yes, yeah, you're absolutely correct. I had forgotten that.
Oh, wait, no, that's Kevin Nealon. He's in some apps. He's in...
No, oh, he's in Stealing Harvard.
That's it, yeah.
Bad Lawyer and Stealing Harvard.
All right, so that's a bit later.
Well, you've killed Reddit Gone Wild for me. Now I'm going to have to...
Talk to actual women.
No.
Have sex with actual moving bodies.
Don't go nuts here. Who needs all that? I'll just have to temper my enjoyment, I guess. I'll have to be like, somewhere there's someone named Will Pop Giorgio who doesn't like this material.
I can't even imagine why anyone else would be bowled over by it.
I thought we were on the same porn page. This is a little
Can't you
little hard
see
to swallow.
This like anywhere else? Under like the amateur category?
It's the fact that it's the girls themselves putting it up, like they're that in need of attention, I guess. There's something sexy about that.
I think the ones who go to a professional studio and get donged out in front of a camera are even more in need of attention.
They're doing it for the money. Doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Not really. I think, they only make like $1,000 a scene.
That's $1,000 more than they should be making. How's that?
Yeah. I mean, I think most of them do it so they can like escort or... strip like feature dance.
It's to get your name out.
Yeah, no, it's really so people
simple
know
as
you.
That porn itself doesn't really pay all that well,
and then
unless it's like dude on dude porn.
How could it pay anything? Do you know one person who actually pays for porn, who has like a subscription to any site or buys DVDs or Blu-rays?
I would look at them like they told me they were into kids. If someone was like, I actually have a pornographic DVD library.
You're addicted, and you need help. They give it away for free.
After what I just talked about for 30 minutes, with the cruel judgment in your eyes, if someone came to me with that, and they're like, hey, John, let me come over. I got a big box of DVDs you might enjoy. I would set up an intervention for that person.
Boner Jams 07.
Exactly. I'm a big box of porn!
Well, it had to have been earlier than that, because that movie came out in 05.
I don't know what was the year of Paul Rudd's Boner Jams.
We'll say 03.
It's a good year for Boner Jams, wasn't it? Fine vintage. If they came over with actual physical pornography, I would set a snare, like a robber was coming into my house or something. They need help.
Well, that's...
To actually spend money on porn, that's when a line is crossed.
Yeah, they give it away for free, but when you're talking about like the actual physical stuff, like one of the producers on O&A was talking about that. It's just... And he put it the best I've heard it from anyone, where he just said physical media is dead. So like actual CDs, even DVDs. That's why Netflix... I mean, you know, I don't know if you know that they did that stupid, like, they're going to try to separate Netflix to just streaming.
Yeah, it was going to be Flixster,
I think. Where it's the male DVD.
And they're going to toss in games, and they're like, that should justify it. It was maybe the worst business move I've ever heard of.
Eventually, people aren't even going to buy video games. If they still are now, they're just going to start streaming them, or you download it.
Just download it to, like, a massive internal hard drive.
Do they not do that already or something with
Well, there's a lot of crap you can... Okay, for computers where your hard drives are just stupid Titanic, you do that a lot.
But, like, Xbox and stuff still can't handle that?
Nah, because... Well, it could... The problem with an Xbox is your hard drives aren't nearly as just recklessly large as they are on a computer.
Gotcha. So like, I'm sure
I
the next generation...
I want to say they go for, like, 80 gigs or something. In a DVD game...
It's 20 or something.
Like, 8.
Yeah.
Could easily be 8. I mean, the PS3's on Blu-ray. Lord knows how high that media could get.
All right, yeah. So put me on record for saying this. I guess probably the next Xbox, because Microsoft is going to have like a massive hard drive, and that's going to be the way you get games.
Memory's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's how they're going to plan to blow out PS4 or whatever when that comes out.
Yeah, but you'd think they'd go tit for tat pretty easily.
Yeah, but someone's going to come out with like a teraflop byte, whatever the hell, hard drive. And you're not going to actually buy games. I mean, you can, but the thing is you're just going to order them online on Xbox Live or whatever the
hell. Yeah, why would they not want to copy the model of the app shop? App store.
And then especially, yeah, like your Xbox breaks and now all of a sudden you have to buy 50 new games because you lost them all. Tough ass.
What do you mean exactly?
Like also, I mean, okay, if you're downloading them, right?
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, my dog pissed on my Xbox or something, you know. Be before, yeah, you might break a game or something, and that
was
horrible.
All those games are registered to your account. It's exactly like the App Store.
Oh, so you can always just get another one.
Anything purchased, yeah, from their stores works the same way. Like, for the Wii, I've downloaded, that Castlevania game and a couple Mario Brothers games and crap like that.
Yeah, so see, you already do it, but you can only do it with, like, old 8-bit ones because they have no memory or take up no memory.
Yeah.
Right, but, I mean, eventually I think they're going to do that with whatever the hell their newest stuff is.
I think you're right. And the problem is there's some mouth breathers out there who are like, what, you don't want the experience of waiting in line for the new Madden, the new Call of Duty? It's like, no, I don't. That's not an experience. A bunch of other guys with the stink of semen all over their palms.
Do people actually do that, or is it only for Madden? Or those two, probably just Madden.
Any big title is going to, at the very least, at GameStop, going to have a big midnight thing going.
Jesus Christ. I don't get that. What's the deal with that for the iPhone, too? Like, do they only release it in Apple stores first, or they release it at, like, Verizon and AT&T?
I think, again, like, your Apple is going to do the midnight type release.
And so
then the Verizon store for normal people is just like, oh, yeah, we open at 10. Do you want your phone? There's a line of, like, six people ahead of you. It'll be 10 minutes.
But is there, like, a huge price difference, or is it
same price. No markup.
So those hipster a-holes who wait like 3 weeks for the new iPhone do it just so they can get it a few hours earlier than everyone else?
Precisely.
Who the hell has this much time on their hands? I wish I had that
hipster
much time.
Hipster a-holes. They got
the same people who can sleep
in
a damn park for 3 weeks and not lose their jobs because they have none.
They've got money coming from somewhere.
I'm telling you, they get paid for that, man. That's what I heard. Like, there's some leftist organization that's just paying them to be there.
I have heard that. I'm saying, like, you'd think they've got to have money elsewhere. Or they're just jobless, straight up.
Yeah, there's some of that.
But otherwise, like, why would you forfeit a career for temporary income?
No, a lot of them are, like, probably have rich mommy and daddies, like most hipsters.
That's kind of where I was going with it.
I'm sure that's a lot, but
if you have rich parents, I just hate you. Like, you can be the best person on earth. I goddamn hate you.
Yeah. I'm behind you on
that. If you are from money, I hate you. Like that's my version of racism. You got money, I hate you.
Yeah, I'll second you on that.
Like, you didn't make that money, I hate you.
Even if you did.
If you did...
I hate you slightly less.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I resent you more than hate you.
What the hell was I going to say? Oh, but they're almost like, they go to like terrorist camps to be taught how to protest and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like they know certain techniques. So it's like they're actually trained to do this. And I guess they've just been waiting for an opportune time.
Good for them.
All right.
What do I care? Good for them.
What's next
unless
on the docket?
Unless they're going to protest some money into my wallet, I could care less. As long as they don't protest it out of it, then I'm mad. Because that's what moves me.
I have no faith in the system. Even if Obama wins re-election, what difference is it going to make?
None.
Although he has done some good stuff. I'll give him that. Like, people will say, like, he's
so awful.
I like
him more than the other option.
He tried to bring affordable health care to everyone. How is that bad?
That's horrible.
Why are people
opposed
to that?
If I
want to
die, I should be able to die.
But seriously,
how dare you, Will?
Like, I get not wanting to mandate it. Like, nothing. No one should be forced to do anything they don't want to do.
I'm with you.
But the fact that he provides, like, a government option that's affordable for people who can't afford it, what the hell is wrong with that? How could you possibly oppose that?
You're missing the point. It was proposed by a black guy.
That really has to be it. Like, I don't want to give credence to people who say, like, oh, the Republicans just want him out because he's black. But this guy is trying to give you an affordable healthcare option. Healthcare is goddamn ridiculous.
I think
ridiculous.
It's more politics than race. You just gotta hate everything the other party is doing.
Even if it's good?
Even if it's good. Why acknowledge that the other guys are doing something good?
That's why this country is doomed, because it's us against us, you idiots.
Yes, now you're getting it, Will.
I've always got it. They don't get it. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face, for lack of a funnier metaphor or whatever the play on words is called.
Come on, Will. Be like me. transcend Democrat, transcend Republican.
Yeah, I'm not voting anymore. You think I'm wasting my time?
Join my FAP party.
FAP party.
Vote FAP next election.
The old Carlin bit?
That so went over my head. What was the old Carlin bit?
Well, he's just talking about, like, anytime it's an election day, he doesn't vote. He just stays home and jays out. So that way at least he has something to show for it in the end.
Wow. I have never heard that one. I'm going to take credit right now and say great minds.
No.
Great, the greatest of minds.
Dude, I'm not going to take time out of my schedule and possibly, like, miss work or whatever and lose money.
Well, it takes me like 5 minutes because I'm right next to the school where we vote, and it's worth it to me just to be able to shut up anyone who's like, well, if you didn't vote, you don't get to complain.
Yeah, actually you do, because if you don't vote, you're so disgusted
with the system.
It's not, why can't you just write someone's name in?
I know, it's like being presented an option of two guys you can bang. It's like, how about I don't want to bang either of them?
Exactly, like, you don't have a choice. You realize these people have literally millions of dollars behind them, and the machine has produced them. You don't have a choice. You get to choose from 2 out of 6 billion people on the planet. How many people are in America? Like 100 million? That sounds about right.
Maybe even 200.
All right, yeah, maybe 250. You get to choose two.
Sure, why not? It's a Saturday.
You get to choose from 1 of 2 people out of, say, 250 million.
System's broken, man. What can I say? Money runs the country. Not your president. Just money.
It
and
does.
Special interests.
And apparently...
Who wields said money?
I think it was Eisenhower made some big speech about it in the 50s.
Oh, about like, the whole country's doomed?
The industrial-military complex.
Military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like everything's run by the military and corporations.
Yeah. F. Nostradamus. Listen to that bald old F. He got it right. Everything he said has come to pass.
So, in that regard, yeah, these stupid hippies down in New York, they actually are, they have the right idea, even though they're scum themselves for different reasons.
I'm just waiting another 3 years till we get docked this mother at. Till we go nuts. Until this country's in such bad shape, you've got exactly, like, pickups with spikes mounted on the front, tearing down Pennsylvania Avenue, going, as you were, like, firing off AKs like a dead president in the bad.
But that's the thing. We never can because we've pumped so much goddamn money into the military.
Everything dies well.
So
everything.
Unless they somehow revolt.
That's not some weird veiled threat against the president, by the way. I'm talking years from now. No threat against Obama, FBI people who might be listening. I'm just saying the system eventually is doomed.
Oh, of course.
Democracy in this country. What we've got, what we're living under, it ain't got much left.
I mean, you have people, obviously, like, the whole left-right-wing thing is cyclical. And every campaign, people run by making promises of just reversing any policy that people who were in before made.
Yeah, so the people who didn't like it were like, yeah! And the people who did like it were, boo! And then 4 years later, the boos get to go, yeah, and the other guys get to bitch.
Don't these idiots who've been around long enough realize that? I'm 28 and I've seen that.
Well, people are so dumb. People, and now I have to criticize you for being dumb because you're...
Don't worse. Recognize how dumb
you aren't able... you weren't able to give credit for just how dumb the other people are, which makes you mildly dumb. But not dumb enough to be happy with the real dumb people. And that's your sin. That's your sin in this country. Well, you're not dumb enough.
It really is.
I'm not dumb enough.
Again, like Carlin said, it's like they make you smart enough in school just so you know how to pull the lever in the factory, but not smart enough to know how badly you're getting effed.
You mean again? Again? We're... God damn it.
Dude.
How is he stealing my material?
He's dead.
What the F? Shifty Irishman.
Smart effing dude, huh?
Who, me? I know. Just to come up with this stuff on the spot, it's pretty... I'm amazed. That's all it is, though. Look at me. Look at my life. I'm a smart dude, but obviously I'm dumb. Yet I'm not dumb enough to fit in.
Just smart enough to be miserable.
Exactly. I'm in that, like, purgatory of somewhat intelligent.
To get back to Gaddafi, like, am I the only one who felt bad for him?
I did a little, what? Just because...
What did he ever do?
Well, he kind of blew up a plane filled with people.
How long ago?
20-something years.
Isn't there a statute of limitations on that? Forgive and forget?
He kind of... I'll give him this. Out of any dude who's ever blown up a plane ever, he's the only one who's like, yeah, we'll actually give you some of the oil money, people who had their relatives die.
Well, there you go.
Can you imagine, like, especially if it was, like, some a-hole uncle of yours you didn't even care, and they're just like, here's your $2 million. Kind of be good.
That's
awesome.
There's
at least a couple people who are probably like, I'm not so against what he did that day.
How can you hate someone with such a flair for fashion, too? He's like Marion Barry. Wearing the dashiki.
And the goofies. Yeah. I mean, we are very distanced from when he was a big, scary dude. Like, if Hitler hadn't been killed...
I remember as a kid.
You don't think, like, circa 70s Hitler would have let his hair go a little bit? Like, ah, it's me, I'm fun Hitler now. You crazy kids.
Oh, but...
You go have your sex, just not with a black.
Like, I don't know. Just, and then the picture, I saw one, it was just some guy's, like, kneeing him to the face, and there's just blood all over the dude's knee.
Well, what weirded me out was apparently...
He got Mussolini'd.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just kicking him around in the street like a soccer ball.
I thought they claimed there was, like, footage of him kind of dying-ish.
Wasn't there? I don't know. I haven't seen any footage. I saw, like, that one picture.
They say there's one of him kind of, like, like, doing the old feeble, like, don't kill me.
Why the hell did anyone try to help him? Where's the humanity?
I'm not going to accuse the Arab people of being renowned for their mercy. I'm not one to stereotype liberally. I don't really see a desert people with nomadic roots being like, hey, that guy who's weak and could slow us down, let's take care of him.
Talk about an effing fall from grace. And what I don't get is the idiots over here who are celebrating every time one of our, well, he wasn't one of our puppet dictators. But you realize the Muslim East is rising up to crush the Christian West, and they've done so very rapidly in the
past. They have no love for us.
Three months.
No love for us. Like, if you think that whole side quote-unquote democracy, and we're going to be like, oh, hey, Democratic brothers.
Yeah, Mubarak or whatever. That was our puppet. And the reason why he got toppled is because we don't have the money to keep him in power anymore.
It all started, 30-something years ago with the Shah in Iran, man. There's three, not to get too geopolitical here, there's three oil pillars in this world. There's Saudi Arabia, who they hate us, but we're still buddies on the surface. There's Iraq, which I guess we kind of have back after all this time.
Seeing as we're leaving it now, no.
We won't in a couple years.
Iraq really has a lot?
Yes, Iraq has a lot, despite what people claim, and Iran. Those are like the three pillars of oil over there.
I thought we had a lot, too, with like Alaska and the Gulf.
I guess.
And because it's South America, like Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, they love us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is it all these years, Gaddafi, I don't think Hussein came over here for the UN, right? Like, Iraq wasn't even part of it.
I doubt it.
But I think, wasn't Gaddafi?
Again, I don't know.
I want to say yes.
I wanted to go out on a high note with that three-pillar speech. And you kind of just
no,
go
I don't
on.
Get. We invite these people to New York City every so often. We put them up in, like, five-star hotels.
Give them tickets to 30 Rock.
And then they leave town, and then they're our enemies again. It's kind of like putting World War II on hold for the 1942 Olympics or whatever. Like, wouldn't Jesse Owens just pull out a piece from his boxing glove? Even though I think he was a runner. Just go last Boy Scout.
After Joe Montana dunked the ball.
Like, wouldn't that be more patriotic?
First of all, yes. Second of all, Owens was a runner, you're correct. Third, I believe it was the 36 Olympics. And fourth, Hitler.
World War II wasn't going on in 36?
Exactly. Like, things were weird over there.
I thought they like literally put World War II on hiatus.
No, we've missed Olympics due to World Wars.
Oh. Okay. Oh, is that like when they do the ceremony and the guy trips as he's running by the year? You ever see that?
No, that sounds so horrible.
Yeah, he's like running around like a track and it has all the years, and then one of the years that got canceled due to war came up, he just like falls on the ground symbolically.
Really?
Yes.
What do they do for that year with all the Israeli athletes killed? Just do a violent like shake, like machine gun fires riddling them?
I don't know. Probably hands out some pocket change. Appeases them.
A dropped penny for each lost soul.
Pours out some Manischewitz onto the ground.
For my homies.
But, yeah, like, I'm sure Gaddafi's been here. Or even, one I know for sure, what was it, the Ahmadinejad? We invite these people over. Why don't we garrot them like Luca Brasi? And just show that we still have some balls.
I don't know. I think there's treaties in place ever since World War I where we used to just really fight like men.
We have
like,
the
oh,
H-bomb.
We want you to die. Here's mustard gas. You're all dead.
Yeah, like, oh.
There are treaties in place at this point. I think, like, no assassinations.
It is all bull ass.
Yeah, actually, no. That is the answer. We technically can't assassinate people.
So it has to be some covert CIA thing that you never know about?
Yeah.
What, so this is all because of Franz Ferdinand?
Yes, that one-hit wonder. The Archduke, I believe so.
Aye, aye, aye. Heavy stuff today. Are you reaching for outro music?
Yeah, and it hasn't been booted up yet, so there's just a lot of silence. It's still loading. I need a new laptop. And we're loading still.
This you want one for Christmas?
What's that?
You want one for Christmas?
Maybe. I mean, this is... We're still loading. This isn't shtick. We're still loading. Come on. Come on. Stop. Damn. Oh! There we go. Tight as a six-year-old.
Right, we can end on a joke.
Will?
If I may be permitted.
Please.
I don't even know if I could or should say this.
That means yes.
What's the best part of sexing a six-year-old?
What?
Oh, no, I gave you the wrong one.
God!
I'm so bad at jokes. The punchline for that is feeling the cervix crack. But that's not the funny one. The funnier one.
That's the really funny one.
See, I already blew it, but I think I've told you this before, but... All right, let me see how I can phrase this delicately. What's the best part about...
Oh, my God, Slow it down.
Dirty saying this.
Then let's save it for off-air. How's that?
I've told you this off-air.
Fine. We do have to do the outro, I guess. All right.
What's the best part about going down on bald pee?
What?
Putting the diaper on back.
Thank you, Will.
I'm so bad at telling jokes.
It worked for me.
I laugh from the time I start telling
it. Because it's funny. It's a joke. You're supposed to laugh.
I would be a terrible comedian.
No worse than Jay Leno. If you want to get a hold of this just brilliant stand-up over here, the man with impeccable timing.
I'd be a good CB comic, as they say. Just insult the audience. I'm good at that. I would do the Reggie from, Nutty Professor?
Take a seat.
Yeah, no, come out, and we say, women be shopping, and then just berate the audience right now. You remember that, Chappelle? He's like, women be shopping! You can't stop a woman from shopping! He's like, let's see who we got in the audience tonight.
Just from that groundwork.
That's so good. That's so great.
Oh, man. Well, if you want to get a hold of him, he's at Billy Basil. I'm at Papa's Basement. Shows it in papasbasement.com. And until next Saturday, 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm